Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Sheriff, couch, cowboy boots, duck hunt.
Joseph, number 34.
Ryan.
My first instinct was to mention a sport.
Oh.
Because of the number, and I don't want to do that now.
It's like, can you sport?
We I feel like we're going to alienate so many people.
And they're like, God damn it.
Talking sports ball.
Fucking sports. And then make them super niche as well. It's like bowling is what we really get into. Like frisbee golf.
Pete Weber. Like that.
Pete Weber. Yeah, you get it. You're picking it up.
You don't remember Pete Weber?
I remember Pete Weber.
When he won the championship, he's like, who do you think you are? I am.
Right. I do remember that. Yeah. I love that. How was your last week? We haven't talked. I know you had some shit going on. It just seems like it's that time of year where it's slow and something's happening and you're just kind of like pushing through to spring. So
yeah.
Yeah.
This year's been a little bit different as far as like keeping busy. We trying to snowboard and stuff. Mm-hmm. Usually we're just waiting out spring, but now I'm kind of like looking forward to going up to a mountain.
I know.
And it's definitely going to make that transition from whatever. What's the fall?
Fall to spring?
Yeah. A little bit easier.
I remember. Yeah. No, because I did that my entire childhood. So there's like 17 years between me doing it growing up. Snowboarding is what I'm talking about. And then my kids got into it. So then I picked it back up again. And it did remind, it's like, oh shit, yeah, no, this is like a way to have a little bit of pumpness, little uplifting spirit.
Something to look forward to.
Right. Get up there. I mean, you might as well make the best of it because you can't make it go away.
So speaking of sports, yeah. I'm really looking forward to baseball season.
Me too. Which coming up, what, April? Is that spring training?
That's when the regular season starts. We're mid-February, pitchers and catchers report.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Moving on.
So, of course, additional content. We hope you guys liked it last week. We gave you the free preview of the bonus shit. So thank you to everybody that has signed up on Patreon and become a part of the gaggle. You can head over to patreon.com. Head over to patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. You will also find a link in the episode description. We're trying out a little different format today. I mean, it's exactly what you'd expect, but we're going to call it a fat dick, which I feel like...
It's like, we're really changing it up. We're going to make our dick fatter today.
We're going to make the dick girthy.
So much girth.
Just a big ass thing. Fit this all in. So instead of doing a petty beef or one of those segments, we're just going nice and fat. With three different articles in Dick. So excited about that.
It's not going to touch the bottom of a tuna can, but it'll scrape the sides.
Oh, it'll give the sides hell.
It's fat.
Yeah. And then we do have our Rotten Sled winner. Congratulations to Char.
Yay!
Which was... Do you remember the...
Wasn't it the tampon one?
Was, yeah. Have you lost sleep over it?
I have.
I think about it too much. Like whenever I'm shoving like cotton in my butthole, I'm like, what if I just forgot this was here? And then...
Do you do that often?
Yeah, like a couple every day.
Do you have any there now?
One second.
Every just back finger
back
there.
Whew, like, what if I did? Oh. Just pulled out a poopy and fucking...
Threw it in the Batman garbage can over there?
I've had that since I was 4 years old. You guys can't see it. It's not on screen. I could probably go grab it. Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, I don't know if the cord will reach.
So anyway, Char, I have entered your submission about pulling out that fucking fleshy, rotten tampon... Fishing it out of your vagina. It has been entered to Urban Dictionary. I am waiting for approval at the time that we recorded this episode. did not have approval just yet.
Wonder what the people that work for them, like the stuff that they see come through there.
You think he treats it like a professional job?
What do you do for a living?
You're not going to believe this.
Well, what is that even, like someone that sifts through stuff? Like what's a sifter?
A mediator, a moderator.
Moderator.
Yeah, someone who just makes sure the content going is on brand. I'd go with moderator. But I have a hard time believing that Urban Dictionary has like an office. But I hope they do. That's so funny. There's like a group of people, at least five of them. Mm-hmm. And they work for Urban Dictionary. And just
that's a cool little shop.
Yeah, great shop. Got skee ball, fucking arcade, basketball hoop.
They all go out to lunch. Mm-hmm.
And talk about it.
Did you read the Rotten Sled one? Right. Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to get that.
Like, well, I want to get your opinion on it. What do you think? Like, they're jotting down notes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a super professional process mm-hmm. to get it. I don't think it's that, but I have submitted it, so I'm excited about it, and it should be up there soon. Hopefully, we can talk about it next episode.
That'll be sweet.
We got something cool in the mail, Bri.
Yeah, we got a little friend here with us today.
Oh, man. I'm not going to read the note she sent in, but she's such a sweetheart. Paula K.
Is it full of curse words or what?
No, it's just nice.
Oh.
Just a nice little thing here. But she signed up. She's a super silly goose. She does a lot of crochet. Is that what it's called? Hold on. Reading. I think that's it. Yeah, crochet. And she made us a silly goose. If you are on YouTubes, I will show you the silly goose she made. If not,
you know what? We should post it on our socials because we always remember to do that.
That's right.
We should do that.
You got it? You got it this week? And the hat comes off. It's bald, and you can put on a little cowboy hat, which I think is...
That's pretty silly.
Oh, the black... Oh, there we go. Look at that. How cool is... I would have no idea. We were talking about it last week where if someone pointed a gun to your head and was like, hey, make me a blah, blah. If someone walked in and was like, I'm going to shoot you in the head unless you can make me a crochet goose. I'd be like, just fucking pull it.
It would be so mangled.
I have no idea what I'm like. Oh, one second. One more week, boss, please. But Paula, thank you so much for sending it in. It's going to sit here right on the table in our studio and remind us of all the silly goose that support us on Patreon.
You know, when I got in here, I was typing something and you're like, did you notice our little friend here? And, mm-hmm. and I was like, actually I did, but I didn't think that it was weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I didn't even... think like, hey, Joe, what's this? I just saw it. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Immediately just part of the studio.
Yeah, it wasn't weird, which is
weird.
Weird.
It is. And before we get into our show today, can I please, I've been thinking about it so much from last week.
And my butt?
I mean, that's, I just text you about that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how's that fucking ass, bro? You're like, good, daddy.
Just thick.
Or whatever. No, but the guy that went to the hospital after drinking the lava lamp?
Yeah.
Dude, like...
Finally throwing it out at the end. Oh, yeah, I did.
Right. Dude.
Drink a lava lamp.
Or like the doctors, they're running every test they possibly can. All of it. They're like, we don't know. And he's in
this
so...
This is the biggest mystery.
So much pain. They're going down the list. They've run all the different scans and blood work and whatever other things doctors do.
Are you sure?
There's
you
nothing.
You haven't changed your diet.
Nothing. Or... And he goes, no, I go... Well, fuck. In the car when I got here, I drank a lava lamp. And the doctor's like, fuck, dude. Oh, okay. Wow. Like, how do you respond to that?
I love how they have, look, so there's a whiteboard,
uh-huh.
and they've got all these things that it could be, like, reaction.
Crossing it off.
And they he hears that, and he's just like, fuck. Grabs an eraser, and just wipes it all off, because he knows, okay, that's obviously what it is.
That's what it is, yeah.
So he's like, fuck. We can clean this now.
Can't be good for you. But
as long as we can fix that, we know what it is.
So I hope that you guys are thinking about that as much as I have, because I think it's a great way to, next time someone asks you at a party, right, you walk in, they're like, oh shit, Brian, how you doing? And you go, well, we'll see. They're like, what do you mean? You're like, right before I got here, I drank a lava lamp. Because there's no way, I don't care what situation, you could be making lava lamps for a living and that would still catch you off guard.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, we'll see. And you bait them right in. Uh-huh. And they're like, oh,
what's the matter?
And what's the matter? You're like, well, in the car, right when I got here, I drank a lava lamp, and then just stare at them. And they're like, oh, and be like, all right, where's the bathroom? Like, I got to use the bathroom.
I like doing that at restaurants when they, or like when they get a coffee and they're like, what are you out doing today?
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, I just polished off this lava lamp.
Right.
So I'm just waiting around to see what happens.
You hold it up.
An empty lava lamp.
That's all you have in your little merce. Like, you're like, oh, fuck. And like you undo it and pull out an empty lava lamp.
But it's
like,
cracked because right. You cracked it to drink it.
You pop the little top off.
You're like, I'm just waiting to see what happens. So we'll see. See how that goes.
See how that goes. And then let a huge fart out. I'm like, oh, fuck. Where's the bathroom?
They're all neon bubbles coming out.
Dude. The whole time you're talking, it's like bubbling out of your mouth. Okay. Well, that was it. Do you feel like we should start the show now?
Yeah, I guess.
It feels good. Okay.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
So I was thinking maybe we should ask the kids that if you can, like, I don't care if you're going to a drive-thru, wherever it is, if you can film yourself squeezing in that you just drank a lava lamp, I would love it. Mm. Like McDonald's, like, how's it going today? You're like, we'll see. Any follow-up, like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is it like, you know, early Mondays, am I right? Like, yeah, well, today I drank a lava lamp and just squeeze it in. Make me so happy. Please try. See if you can do it. Because there's no way.
Will someone respond right away, or will they just stare at you for a second? Because they've never heard that in their life, right?
Never heard that.
You don't know how to react.
Whoops. Like, that's all you can say. Like, oh, no, whoops.
Or you see how much they care. You're like, oh, I just downed the lava lamp. And they're like, oh, me too. What can I get you today?
Funny story. Yeah. My uncle once went to the hospital. Going back to the news story. Yep. You get it. All right. So this has been around forever, and we have never done it, Brian.
Never?
Never. Would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick, or eat cake but sit on a dick?
What kind of cake is it?
What kind of dick is it?
Like, is it a chocolate dick?
I mean, same thing.
Chocolate dick or chocolate cake? Dick?
Yeah. How big is the cake? How big is the dick?
Well, can you go chocolate on both? Can you have a chocolate dick and a chocolate?
Of course you could.
Is that too much chocolate?
No. Actually, I'm not a chocolate fan. I just don't like chocolate.
That's racist.
Not for the cake. Oh. For sweet stuff, not really a chocolate guy, but specifically cake and ice cream. I just don't.
I like a good chocolate ice cream.
You do?
I like a swirl.
Like a Moose Tracks?
You give me it. No, you just give me like a, you go to Zips and get like a swirl, vanilla and chocolate swirl cone. Oof. Mm. Oof.
They've been, speaking of Zips, they've been mixing in weird flavors with that twist.
You've been spending too much time at Zips.
Don't tell me what to do. It's right by my house. How did you know?
Because that's where we went when I visited your place. That's like, where can we eat? Let's go to Zips.
That's where I went right before I got here. So sit on a cake, eat a dick. Or eat cake, but sit on a dick.
So when you say eat a dick, mouth, is it like...
Yeah, you're sucking a dick.
Okay, so it's not like you're with a fork and knife and you're cutting up the dick and eating a bloody phallus. Because that's what I visualize.
I never even thought of it that way. I thought of it as like, just like, eat a dick in the insult kind of thing. Where just...
But eat a dick doesn't imply suck a dick, right? It's just like, eat my shorts. You wouldn't really eat someone's shorts.
Well, okay. I never thought of it being like actually carving up.
That's what I pictured first. That was my first thought.
Mine was just a girthy
like
hog.
A sausage. You're just cutting, like dipping it in a sauce.
You're honey mustard.
You got your knife and then you poke it with the thing and dip it in your sauce.
Just
and
teriyaki peen or whatever flavors. Put some fry sauce on it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Whatever
helps you choke the dick down. Am I right?
Yep.
You get it. I pictured that you're like on a stool situation. Like, let's just, we walked into a room. Okay. And there's a nice sturdy stool just right there. One spotlight on it.
It's your dick poking out of it.
No, it's your favorite cake.
Oh,
so it's a Dairy Queen
ice cream cake. Yeah.
Right there, and you can either decide at this moment whether you're going to pick that cake up, and when you do, a penis is coming through the chair, the stool, okay. And you are going to have the penis in your butthole while you eat your favorite cake, or you sit down on your ice cream cake, and then somebody walks in and sticks a dick in your mouth. That's it. So I just wanted to paint like...
It got so quiet.
Like a Saw movie... type situation. Scenario,
you got to pick. Okay.
It's just, that's all that's in the room. That's it. Nothing.
Spotlights.
Just one spotlight on a chair. Right. And as soon as you sit on that cake, you just hear like business shoes that are like getting closer and closer.
And all of a sudden the dick like comes into the light from the side.
And you're like, oh no, who is that? It's just like, You know, it's professional shoes. You know what that sounds like. There's a difference between some Converse
and
some
like whatever wingtip shiny shoe
with the little dangles on it. What are those called?
Spurs?
Oh, sure. No, not on the front.
Those are cowboy boots. I'm sucking the guy with the suit on, not the cowboy.
Even worse. What if you heard cowboy boots coming? You're like, oh, just no.
Some guy he's been out like running cattle for the last 2 weeks.
He spent 2 weeks on a horse. Like, water doesn't work. You hear some cowboy boots. For whatever reason, I feel like you can hear Wrangler jeans too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and chaps. The leather chaps.
The way they stretch like a little bit through the darkness. And you're like, oh no, this is a cowboy dick. Oh man. Okay, so type of dick. Fine. Let's just say it's an average dick. It's a clean dick. Everything's fine with the dick. You don't know the person. It's just a peen. Okay. It's your favorite cake. Which, I mean, are you into butt stuff at all? You like any butt stuff? I'm not scared of butt stuff.
Of I've being done to you?
Yeah.
I've never done it. I mean, the idea of jamming something in anywhere is scary, but I don't know the sensation, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see jamming, like, you know, for like orgasm purposes where you, I've never done it, but I know it's a very common thing.
It's a thing.
But jamming a dick up there is different.
It is different.
And if you've never done it,
it's new.
But you're some stretching going on.
But goddamn, you have your favorite cake right in your mouth. Will that like help just wash away the sadness of not wanting a penis in your mouth?
Do you have to ride the dick, or is it just in there? Now you're sitting on it.
Back to the cowboy.
Like, Buck and
do
Bronco.
Do I have to be? So you go. You decide.
8 seconds,
dude.
You get off and throw your cowboy. You get off and throw the hat.
You pick up the cake, right? Pick up the cake and you sit down. And then right before the dick gets shoved up your asshole, some guy walks up with cowboy boots again and gives you his cowboy boots and gives you a cowboy hat. So you have
saddle up.
You have your favorite cake. And he just goes, like you're celebrating a birthday at a restaurant. He just puts the cowboy hat on you, takes his boots off. Puts a perfect fit and slides them right on your
like
on
Cinderella.
Your face. And then he just goes, like, he gives you like one of these.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right. And then just boom, you just dick up your butt. Does the dick have to come? That's a thing.
Is it? See, like, if it's just sitting in there until you're done eating the cake,
mm-hmm.
where, it's like you can get comfortable. Pizza. You can get comfortable.
Yeah.
And you're not, you know, moving around.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just kind of sitting there. But if he's plowing away,
he's in. He knows. He's been here before.
Deep as are you?
We're not the only ones that have answered this question. This guy knows what's happening. I mean, he's in a room
with a spotlight
designed for this cake scenario. Dick stuff.
Yeah,
like this is dream job for this guy. It's just sticking his dick through a stool and fucking people while they eat their favorite cake. Like, he has dreamt about this since he was a kid. Like, this is exactly what he wanted. And he's killing it. I don't know. Something tells me.
I have a quick thing real quick. So going to the cowboy thing.
Yeah.
In order for you to score on a ride, like a ride in a bull, you got to be on there for 8 seconds.
Gotcha.
So let's just use that scenario for really quick.
Okay.
Would you rather sit on the dick and eat cake for 8 seconds or... You know, sit on the cake and have someone jam there. They can do whatever they want for that 8 seconds.
Dude, I'm just picturing if someone came out the gate with the same aggression that a bull comes out of the fucking...
Yeah, and the guy's got to pull the rope to rip the gate open.
He pulls it and it just... this guy is just fucking your butt.
Yeah.
Like, this penis is fucking... It wants you to not make it to 8 seconds.
Yeah.
So that's the whole
point. It's Bodacious the bull.
That's hard to
eat. He wants to kill people.
It's hard to
There's
eat.
There's a reference for any rodeo fans from back in the like the 80s and 90s. Bodacious. That dude killed people.
Not a popular reference. I picture you like doing stand-up comedy and you like bring that joke out. Yeah. And everyone's like,
you're like, well, if I'm down in Texas,
one guy
that's
in the back's
getting
like,
some laughs. Yeah.
You're like, he gets it. Yep. No, he gets
Ty Murray. There's another reference for you, people. I know there's a couple of people that are going to be laughing at that. Most people are going to be like, fuck you, dog.
I like it. Throat fuck, butt fuck.
So I think if that's the case, like it, coming out of the gate really hard for 8 seconds, I think I'm going in the mouth.
Going in the
just
mouth?
Just because I've never done anything back there and it's going to might do some damage. Because usually you want to start, you want to ease your way into that.
Well, there's one way to like make sure you try it. Like, learn by fire or whatever it is.
Trial by fire.
Mm-hmm. So in this situation, you're going to find out real quick. I'm just kidding. I think I'm dick in my mouth. I'm going to sit on a squishy cake and just get throat fucked for 8 seconds and then go home. Do they give you a towel to clean the, like, just immediately pull your pants up? Do you get to keep the cowboy hat?
Do you get to keep the cake?
You get the... That's the one question you ask. Yeah. You're like, hold on.
Wait, do you have any questions? Do I get to keep the hat?
I get to get the cowboy hat. You're like, yeah, sure. You're like, oh, cool. And then just drop your ass on the cake.
I love that. Like, it's all these questions about safety, mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. It's you just ask, do I get to keep the hat?
I get to keep the boots and the hat. Yeah, fuck. I guess. All right.
You throw in a thing of chaps, I'm in.
Absolutely.
I'll go with the mouth.
I'll go with the mouth too.
I feel like that's easier to control.
I agree. All right, let's move on to what are you thinking about?
All right.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Okay, so for whatever reason, and we did actually talk about it a little bit without even knowing that we're going to talk about it, about this time of the year and just how you hit this slump and you are just waiting for the weather to get better so you can go outside and do some shit and actually feel alive, right? If you're up here in a place where there's actual winter, Southern California right now is like, I have no fucking idea.
I don't get it.
But if you're in a place where winter is just cold and dark, it gets a little sad. And so I was thinking about, as we were piecing stuff together and writing scripts, I was like, dude, I love this so much. I love doing Can You Don't so much. But just in this moment, I was like, I really don't want to fucking do this right now.
Yeah.
I want to do anything else besides sit down and drag a bunch of stuff in from across the internet and make a script. I was thinking about that. And then it sunk in a little bit. I was like, dude, people would kill to have this job. To just be like an entertainer, make people laugh, you know, whatever, help people out, whatever it is. So I reminded myself of that. And then my brain just kept on wandering a little bit further. And I was thinking about jobs that you can't ever do that. There are certain jobs where you can never be a little baby. Like, you can't just decide, no, I don't want to. Like, you just can't do that. And the first one that popped into my head was that, like, if you were a doctor or a surgeon, and how you can't just decide to don't do your job. Let's go, Dr. Smith.
You're just not feeling it.
You're not
today.
Feeling it. Yeah, you're tired. You're tired. You've been doing nothing but amputations all day.
Can't call in hungover.
No, like, you're a doctor guy. You got to fix shit. And there's this, let's call him Dr. Smith.
Okay.
He's been doing whatever all day, right? And he's at that moment.
Saving lives.
He's not feeling it. And he's sitting down. He finally gets his hospital cafeteria food. And he's sitting in the lunchroom. And the door, like, flies open. And it's like a nurse or whatever. And she goes, Dr. Smith, we're prepping for open heart surgery right now. And he just throws his fork on the table and goes, fuck. Like, and just goes, God
I
damn
just
it.
Sat down.
Do I look like I want to do that right now? And she, like, what do you say?
Yeah.
She's got her mask on, like, she's ready to go.
Her hands up in there, like,
right. He's like,
she's already
fuck.
Been sanitized.
He just slaps his beans across the table. Okay, guess we'll do whatever you want to do.
I guess we'll do it whatever you want to do.
On your time, huh? Okay. And just goes over there and he's getting prepped where they're, like, you know, sanitizing all of his shit. Mm-hmm. And he's being such a limp noodle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're trying to pick his arm up and he's acting like a toddler. Like, can you please help us out a little bit? He's like fucking
trying to get someone's arm through their shirt, like a little kid through their shirt.
Yeah, and he's just being this all shit. And, like, he's like pretending he doesn't know how to zip his little suit up. Like, God damn it,
just
dude.
Dead,
like,
weight.
This guy's the worst. And he's in there and he's being super sarcastic. Like, somebody, like, a family is crying in the waiting room.
Yeah.
This man has three kids. They're all young. And the wife, kids, just all fucking bawling. She's trying to keep it together. And you got him cut open. And the surgeon is just like, scalpel or a fucking whatever, like,
or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, like, come on. Like, he's being a total dick and just like cutting shit.
Places to be.
Places to be. He's like, okay. And then I guess no one else knew how to do this.
yeah, right? Yeah.
And just fucking, everyone's like, God, I fucking hate this guy.
You know what's funny is like, they, I'm losing it. I had a thought.
Don't do it. Don't lose it.
Shit. Mm. I got it. Lost it.
No.
Go.
No.
Damn it.
That was pretty much it. I was just connecting weird shit. Like, he's like singing weird songs. He's like muscle bone or shoulder bone connected to the arm bone. He's being a dick. Just like looping shit together, like blood squirting out. He's getting pissed about it. Mm-hmm. He's like, God fucking
just
damn
got
it.
This shirt.
He's got, oh, there's another fucking suit I got to buy.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
So, you know, like on Grey's Anatomy, how they're always like talking about it's a sex. Good show, but it's annoying because they're always complaining about their problems, like mm-hmm. their boyfriend problems. Or like, they're in the middle of surgery and they're looking at each other like, well, if you wouldn't have told Bethany, mm-hmm. that, I'm like, I don't want that going on while I'm getting my brain operated on.
No, absolutely not.
But what if in this scenario, the guy was at lunch, he got called away from lunch and some of the like the helpers... Like they're just kind of going through the motions. They're making sure and they're having a conversation. Like, oh man, the cafeteria,
mm-hmm.
the egg salad sandwich,
so
that
good,
so good. Then,
the one that he had to throw, yeah, like not be able to eat.
And the doctor's just,
oh, is it?
Must be fucking nice.
Is it? Like he's just blindly stabbing into some liver. Oh, cool. Because the one bite I got was really good. God, fuck. And he's just so mad. But it's not even just like, think about the biggest moment in your life, like having a baby.
Yeah.
But the deliverer person is just in such a bad mood.
He's trying to yank the kid. Come on.
Right. He's just like, it's like, he sits down. He goes, fuck, not dilated enough. Mm-hmm. He goes, sorry. He goes, hurry up. He's like fucking like super mad about it. The baby comes out. He fucking takes it, like throws it on the warming tray.
He just resents the everything.
Warming tray they put babies on, which is really funny to me. And he's like rips his shit off. Congratulations. And just leaves,
like
slams the door.
We don't use plungers anymore.
He's like, come on.
We got things to do. He's like, wait, even like.
Just distracted, like checking his like fantasy football team, like while he's fucking delivering a baby.
One hand off to the side.
He's like, ooh, shit, gonna be a close one.
Yeah,
push.
We should have started Mahomes today. God damn it.
Hey, push. It's a breach. Flip it around. And he's just scrolling through his fantasy
Nurse,
football.
Can you get over here and give his baby a turn?
Give his baby a turn. I gotta make a substitution before the
I'm
game
not cleared
tonight.
For that. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can handle it.
Thursday night always sneaks up on me. I always forget about Thursday night football. God damn it.
That game.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. But there's tons of professions where you can't be a little baby.
I couldn't imagine myself being in an occupation where I have someone's life in my hands,
mm-hmm.
Let alone be so good at that occupation where, like, you're just so good at it now that you're kind of annoyed that you have to do it. Mm-hmm. And you could do it in your sleep, but you're complaining about it. Because I just picture myself, I'd be so on edge. Like, there's no room for any other thought
mm-hmm.
than this person's brain right now. But this guy's just like,
oh, my God.
And that's the thing, too. What if he's not upset that he had to lose lunch? He's just so bored with brain surgeries.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so good at it that it's like.
And everyone's like, thank you, Dr. Smith.
Yeah.
You're a hero. And he's like,
whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. My wife hates me. So he just walks out. Going, like, yeah. What the fuck? Thank you so much. He goes, thank you for fucking ruining my dinner at home again. Mm-hmm. He's like, what? Have a good night.
My wife's going to leave me because it's the third brain surgery I've done this week.
But you get to keep your wife. So it's good for you. Bye. He just like throws all shit on the floor and leaves so sad. Anyway, I just thought that was funny.
I know there's an old cliche, like the people you want to, you know, get paid the most amount of money are people like pilots and doctors mm-hmm. and
have your life in
that.
Yeah.
That have, cause like at any point they could just be like, you know, is this person's life worth my salary that I'm,
right.
You know, that I'm just barely getting by.
Is this me saving this life? Is that worth me canceling my Tinder date again?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have enough money that outthinks your penis.
And
that's where it has to be.
Because, like, think about any person with any job. Let's say you work a secretarial job and, like, you've won too many customers has been annoying. And you're just mm-hmm. like, you know what? I don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
my husband works, my wife works. I don't need this job. I just do it because I want to get out of the house and do something. Like, what if it's just that?
Right.
Like, you don't even need the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then that day you just decide, like, yeah. you're on a call to save someone's life, and you're just like, that's way over there.
Oh, this is such a funny callback, and then we'll move on. Oh my God, dude. Think about a doctor who rolls in, but he has his phone on speaker, and he's just like, din, 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 din. And he just rests it on the patient, and he's like on hold with like fucking the Comcast. But he's already been on for 45 minutes, so he can't just get off of it. So he's doing this shit. It's like, hello, how can we help you? Okay, God. Somebody stole
like
my
debit with his pinky.
Somebody stole my debit card, and like he's shouldering a fucking super sharp knife.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so I need to cancel. Okay, please, can you get my wallet out of my back pocket? I need, and he's just trying to save someone's life.
Is there anything I can help you? Anything else I can help you with today? Mm-hmm. No, that's pretty much it. All the cliche saying stuff.
That's pretty much it. Thank you so much. And he's like turning or ending the call with his nose.
With his chin. I was picturing his chin or something.
So good. Okay, well, we do have a big fat dick.
Yeah.
And there's some funny stuff in here.
I can't wait to get to that big fat dick.
Mm. Is it dumb? Is it interesting?
Is it cool? Then it's dick big. Joe, have you ever eaten at a restaurant where you're just like, it's just so bad and you felt compelled mm-hmm. to complain? Or
I've never ever actually, on the flip side, best food I've had in this entire fucking area, it was Thai food. It's a place called Karma in Spokane. It's on Monroe. If you are in this area, I go there because it was so good. I was like, I gotta review it like that. But I've never left a bad review anywhere. I guess we'll never go back. That's how I handled it. But yeah,
a lot of people like to do that sort of thing.
A lot of people do. Yeah, yes, they do.
And somebody...
Have you?
No, I've never left a review for anything in my life that I can think of.
Can you imagine if like Tinder or dating apps had reviews?
Usually you have to sign in to something to leave a review.
Like a Google thing?
Yeah, like you have to put your email. And like, do I really want to do that?
Do I hate them that much?
Like when they're on the phone, they're like, hey, would you stay on the line to do a brief survey? Sure.
Sure, you betcha.
And then you hang up immediately.
Bye.
Anyway, so this was sent in from our son, Michael.
Okay.
And he found this restaurant, which is no longer open.
All right.
Closed permanently, by the way.
Hmm.
And if you go on Google, and it's called TC Mexican. It's in Traverse City. I think that's Missouri. Mm-hmm. Is that Missouri?
I think so.
It claims to be authentic Mexican food.
Okay.
And the reviews of people, they're very consistent, which is hilarious.
Michigan.
Michigan. Missouri's MO.
Yes, it is.
Yes. The reason this is funny is because it's not even just like the food, like the something was undercooked or it was dirty. 97% of these reviews are directed at the owner of this place.
The guy.
Yeah, guy that owns and runs this establishment.
These are the best. These are the best.
I mean, they're on Google, there are 149 reviews, which obviously we can't get into all of those.
Mm-hmm. 2.6 out of 5.
Yeah.
Which, as you read the reviews,
seems like
it should be a lot lower.
But then there's people that, you know, it's probably him.
Yeah, probably him.
With a mustache. Like, he puts on the mustache and does a review so he feels inconspicuous.
Like, he feels like he writes a little different.
With his left hand?
He, like, changes his shirt. Yeah, types with his left hand. fancy hand.
And the thing that's so great about this whole thing is that this guy basically responded to everybody's review.
Yeah.
And he's like, he basically is threatening these people.
This is so good.
So let's do a couple of these.
Please.
Let's see. Let's find a good one.
Please do.
This has to be one of the worst places to go. The food is bland. The environment in which the workers have to work is deplorable. The owner is nuts. He's constantly harassing people who he finds on Facebook just because they have left one-star reviews. And overall, Taco Bell would be better if you want true Mexican food. No joke. And then he flagged for sheriff. And so
this is going to be, it's a common theme.
It's all, like, I mean, 90% of these reviews, he had to copy and paste, probably, just flagged for sheriff. Like, this guy is planning on a full-fledged criminal case against these reviewers.
Dude, that's so funny. Just to respond, flagged for sheriff. Can you imagine? There's just like a Google one-star sheriff. He goes, well, sorry, hon.
Sorry,
got another one.
He's basically threatening these people's lives.
Mm-hmm. And taking their names from their Google reviews and looking them up on Facebook.
He's responded to a few saying, I know where you live. I don't know if I went into a place and thought the guy was nuts and then he responded to my review saying, I know where you live. Mm-hmm. I would be a little worried.
You'd flag that for sure.
Especially if it closed down. He's like, well, what do I have to lose now?
Right. I'm going right back to all those things I flagged for sheriff. He puts a little badge on. He goes, I'm the fucking sheriff.
I'm the sheriff. Yeah, I'm the sheriff now.
Mm-hmm.
And is that spelled correctly, sheriff? How do you spell sheriff?
Well, he spells it with two R's, which is a way to spell it. There's also, you can spell it with one R.
How come, okay, English, how come sometimes you can do it two R's?
I don't know. I mean, am I way off on that? I'm pretty sure you can do it both ways.
Wanted to try, but the male owner was throwing a rage fit as soon as I walked in due to all the honest Google reviews. Completely unprofessional, P.S. flagged sheriff. She corrected the spelling. Save yourself the time and money and go to Agave if you have similar food. Flagged for sheriff.
I feel like, I mean, yeah, I'm looking right now just on the web and there's two R's and one R's. It just kind of depends, I guess.
So dumb.
Not sure, yeah.
I mean, there are so many fucking reviews. Like this guy said, IP address is bare traceable. Like this guy's
looking at IP addresses.
Yeah, he's trying to find where these people are. And like, I don't know. It's like he's going to do like, I don't even want to say it, but like, he's going to find these people, track them down and kill them all because they left him one star reviews. And a lot of these things, a lot of the reviews are people saying, He's in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've walked into the restaurant and he's talking about how bad the Google reviews are and threatening people while they're eating.
Imagine walking up to the restaurant.
He's like, how are you going to rate this?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? How many stars?
Instead of like, hey, how can I help you? He's like, hey, how are you going to rate this store? And then he has like a gun.
Yeah. He lifts up his shirt and it's in his waistband.
Shows you the gun. You're like, good. He should have spent more time on fucking food.
He's like, probably once. He lifts up, like, two stars?
Two stars? He pulls it out. You're like, okay. Five stars. Okay.
That's what I thought.
And what would you
bring
like?
Bring you some more chips and salsa.
Bring you some more chips and salsa. Would you like some bean dip? Yeah. Yeah, sure. Thanks. Crazy person.
I love it. Just like, there are so many bad ones. Wish I could leave zero. Food was awful. The owner was rude to both his employees and customers. Don't go. Mm-hmm. Don't go.
It's all caps.
Garbage. Worst Mexican in Traverse City. So overpriced. Food is quality worse than Taco Bell. This is like total white trash Mexican joint owned by a bunch of hillbillies. It's like trying to eat unflavored carpet, dry and gross, like the owner. Give your money to someone who deserves it or buy frozen pizza.
Those three words of just reading anything in your life or experiencing anything in your life that's like doesn't go in your favor, and you just go, flag for sheriff. They're like, what? Like, you'll see. You'll fucking see.
Like, in his brain, he's thinking, like, a SWAT team's going to show up to someone's house.
Oh, man.
You'll get yours.
Just this huge... okay, so picture one of those lawsuit commercials, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, Have you recently one-star reviewed TC Mexican?
The mesothelioma commercials?
You've been flagged for sheriff. And it's like red letters pop across.
If you've been recently flagged for sheriff right. by leaving a one-star review.
We want to help you. Because it turns out he can sue you. But we just have to help. We hire the law offices of Albrandt and Paisley if you want to lose immediately in court.
And then point to the camera. We'll
right.
something.
We'll
whatever.
Flag, we'll flag your sheriff. Put that down. You're so tough, sir. He goes, flagged for I don't care. I'm also sure they'd love to hear that you name call everyone who leaves your terrible restaurant an honest review. Maybe you should be a truck driver with that potty mouth. All right.
What I
Not a
know-
troll. Your food is just terrible. Also, I don't know any redheads. Sorry. So that I don't know
There's
what
something going
I don't
on there.
Know the story there.
I love the idea that, like, they're walking in there and he's like, how was the food? And they're like, not very good. He's like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Get out of my restaurant.
I just love, like,
and cussing him out.
The idea of, like, something bad happens and he just puts a little fucking sheriff hat on.
Walks
and then walks over there.
With his spurs.
Get out of here. You're going to have to go and get it.
We don't like your kind around these parts.
Go fucking go and get it. Go get on, get out of here.
Spits into his spittoon.
But that little line also, and it's in quotes, also, I don't know any redheads, sorry. Mm. What is the story?
Yeah, I want to know what's going on there. That's very specific.
43 people found that helpful.
43 people?
All redheads. They're like, ooh, thank God. Like, just weird redhead situation. Instead of learning and improving after criticism, the owner goes full baby mode and stalks, harasses locals. Hi, Sheriff.
I imagine, like, just around town, like,
mm-hmm.
He's on Facebook to see these reviews, and then he goes to their pages and then, like, finds out what they're doing, mm-hmm. and then goes to those places to harass them.
Poop soup. Yeah. Poop soup all the way around.
The owner is terrible and the food is worse. Cold, old, and chock full of mold. Tasteless, heartless, yuck. Need I say more? GFS sharp cheddar cheese.
Mm.
Since when is American cheese Mexican? You can tell it's owned by a trashy white man.
Oof.
Which is also really funny, because what if this guy isn't Mexican,
mm-hmm.
but he wanted to, like, start a Mexican restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like walking around going, ¿Cómo se llama?
Right, just llama? Como salama?
Como salama?
Like, yeah, burrito? Fuck you!
I didn't know there was Mexican pizza. That's a thing. Did you know that?
I had it in elementary school, man. I would never miss Mexican pizza day.
I don't remember Mexican pizza. And when I read it, I started laughing thinking, did this guy just make say, I want,
mm-hmm.
we're just going to throw pizza in here. Mm-hmm. And so then I started reading the review through that. Like, this guy doesn't even know what Mexican food is. He's just throwing pizza.
What a fucking Mexican lasagna is.
He's like part Italian.
Mexican spaghetti. You're like, what the fuck is happening here? Oh, man. What's been good? That reminds me of, some older reviews where it's not necessarily always about the food. It's about the business owner trying to fight you in the parking lot. And I love that. I love that. Flag for sheriff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start saying that. My kids are like, my mom, I'm like, I'll look over and you're like, flag for sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
What are you fucking talking
about? They badmouth. You're like, go to bed. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, I'm not going to bed. Flag for sheriff.
Brush your teeth. No,
I'm not gonna do it.
All right. Well, flag
you've
for
been,
sheriff.
You've been flagged for sheriff. Sheriff. Just walk around to people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they're walking across the street without the walk sign on.
Flag for sheriff. Yell it out the window. Flag for sheriff. Okay, should we move
just
on?
Just see what they look. I see know. What their reaction is.
What are you doing?
And then you go up to order some of the thing, and they're like, hey, what have you been up to today? And you're like, oh, you know, I just drank a lava lamp. And they're like, that's weird. You're like, flag for sheriff.
Like, flag for sheriff. Fucking discrimination. And we just have that button ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to the middle of the dick.
Okay.
For today. I found this story incredibly funny, just because putting myself in these people's shoes. There's not a whole lot to the article, but just imagine this happening. The headline says, shocking delivery men abandon stuck sofa after failing to get it upstairs. So imagine you hire some movers and this should happen. So when Luke Ansell tried to have a chunky brown sofa delivered to his brand new home.
Chunky?
That was the word they used. I don't know. It's Yahoo News. I don't know. Result was a scene most Friends fans would be more than familiar with. I never watched Friends. I don't know. After the delivery people failed to pivot Ansel's new sofa enough, they just abandoned it while it's still jammed in the stairwell.
Dude. Fuck this.
Ansel, 27, has just moved into his brand new home. When he bought the 2,000-pound couch and had delivered back on the 19th of January.
2,000-pound couch?
Well, that, like, currency.
Oh, not, like, like, oh my God.
Whoa.
A one-ton couch? How'd they even get it that far?
Damn. Here freaking we are bitching about
couple
it.
Couple of supermen.
He says, despite delivery man assuring him that they made tight deliveries all the time, the pair from the company failed to get the new sofa bed up the narrow staircase before just leaving. And the show has, like, pictures of, like, it's all torn up and shit from them mashing against the wall.
It's just...
Oh my God, it's so funny. Anyways, I'm sure it'll get resolved. But, like, if you look at the picture of the wall, they have mangled the wall with the little feet of the fucking couch. Like, it looks like a toddler that stole a crayon.
Right.
And just had a heyday on your fucking wall. And then look at the molding. It's just, they have peeled the molding off.
But look at the steps. Dude. The stairs. There's like, the wall has been chiseled off and fallen on the stairs.
Can you imagine that you hire some movers? They had no problem. Like, okay, great. Woo, big relief. Big relief.
You're excited to get home.
I didn't have to ask my friends for help me for pizza and beer. I'm doing it. I'm doing it the right way. I'm going to pay a couple $1,000 to get my entire house moved. And I know you can't see the picture, but the way it's wedged, the way they left it.
You can't get up the stairs unless you crawl.
You can't even move. You have to army crawl. Yeah. Up your own fucking staircase just to get to your rooms.
They're going to have to take the railing off, right? That's the only way that...
Yeah, or get a smaller couch.
Well, how are you going to get it? You have to get it back up. You have to army crawl underneath it.
And then, and yank it back. Out.
Remember, it's a 2,000-pound couch.
You're going to have to chainsaw this couch in half to get it out of that stairwell. And then from the worker's perspective... How little respect do you have, not only for your job, and I mean your dignity, whatever it is, just for other people in general.
Maybe they quit.
Well, I'm sure.
Like we were talking about earlier, like, I don't need this.
What are we doing? Let's go fucking
smoke.
Let's
go start a taco truck.
Let's go get some fucking crack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go start TC Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And they head over and fart up a restaurant, because that's, you know, a way easier thing than getting a couch upstairs. But from there, it got to a point where it got wedged so hard and they were so tired. These two movers looked at each other and said, fuck it. And then one of them had to squeeze through the bottom.
Yep. He had to slide, probably slid on his butt, on his back.
Did a little slide.
Imagine that whole thing. They're looking at each other and they look at each other like, we're done, right? Like, this is all we're going to do. And they're like, just waiting for you to say something. Uh-huh. And then the other guy's like, all right, I'm going to go. And he's like, hey, wait, hang on. I'll meet you in the car. And he's having to slide. And then it gets tight around the corner. If you see, if he's a tall guy. Imagine if he's a tall guy trying to get around that corner.
Because
he can't sit up.
No. But also, there's no way any fucking thing's fitting up that staircase, dude.
No.
I wouldn't even tried. But imagine there's two movers and one has the bottom of the couch, right? And he's pushing as hard as he fucking can. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, ugh! And then like mid stress push, he feels like a tap on his inner thigh. And he looks down and his buddy has slid through the stairs, his legs, and goes, let's go.
he's like,
we're not doing this. Just,
he's like, God, are you doing anything up there? He's like, no, I'm right here.
He fucking scares him, goes, let's get the fuck out of here, dude. This sucks. I don't know, man. That's just ridiculous to imagine abandoning a job like that.
I want to know what the call was like.
Fuck it.
So when those people got home and they called the delivery service.
They're like, hey,
so here's the thing.
Hey, take a look at this. take a quick little peek at this situation.
I love the split screen picture, because on the left you have the couch wedged in there. And then on the right you have like the couple with their picture, and they look all put together and they're dressed up nice.
Yep.
And the idea that those two came home and that's what it looked like. They must have been in a rage.
Oh, I bet.
Because everything else is so pristine. Look at their house.
Yeah, no, they're excited about a new home. He's got a fucking nice leather couch.
They're so excited to get home and see it.
Wedged in their stairwell. God damn it, that's funny. Anyway, that's all I had for that. But we do have one more piece of this dick to get to.
We were at the thick part of the shaft. Now we're down at the base.
Down at the base, where it typically gets a little wider, if you're lucky, or whatever. So this story is from Wisconsin. Well, here's the headline. It says, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate is trying to open a gun range that serves alcohol.
Oh, my God.
And on the surface, bad idea.
Like, yeah.
Just mixing those two things. And then I had a moment where I was like, man, I fucking did that my whole fucking childhood. Of going out to canyon parties and someone had a fucking gun.
Sure.
It's not like we weren't like doing cake stands and then shooting a shotgun into a tree. Anyway, not safe. So especially if you're having like a professional situation, you can't
have liability.
You can't have these things. And they were going to have this whole stamp situation where they get like their liquor license to sell beer to members that are in the clubhouse. But if you want to use the range, they're going to sell firearms, like all this shit right in the store. And then you just get to try it out back. But then in between those two steps, there's a bar where you get to drink. And I mean, they're saying that you get your hand stamped. So if you do have drinks at the bar, you can't go out to the gun range. How well do you think that system's going to work? Especially when there's money involved. Where if guy who has drinks can go to the bathroom and be like, squeak, 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 squeak. He goes, where's that fucking, give me the AK. And you get to make, you know, you're making another $100 by letting a guy shoot an AK.
Just greasing, greasing the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that there's alcohol involved, I mean, you just bring your a flask or something and then drink out there and try to hide it. Because it's not like, oh, we smell alcohol. Well, that's legal.
So, right. Well, I got here, didn't I?
There's going to be, yeah, they're getting around that somehow.
Oh, man.
We used to do that, too. Like, we'd go out way out into the the sticks and drink whiskey and shoot guns. Blow up TVs and stuff.
I know. It's not a good idea. But then just wiggling that back around into a business model was pretty fucking wild.
Yeah, they're like, these are two fun things, and I remember doing this. We should contain this in a thing and make it legal.
Right. For whatever reason, have you ever been to a Topgolf?
I've never been there, but that's the first thing I thought of.
Mm-hmm. Right, so if you don't know, it's like it's a chain. We don't have them up here because it snows, so we don't get them up here. But it's like a multi-floor. Every bay is decked out like all this tracer technology, and you get to go have like pretty good food. The one I went to in Vegas had a fucking pool in it, and like there's a DJ and basically naked women dancing in a pool, and then I'm over here. Fucking drinking a pitcher of Bud Light, eating wings, and smashing golf balls.
Sounds like a pretty good time.
Fuck yeah, it does, dude. Like, that's the idea. Yeah. Now I guess replace the golf clubs with guns.
Yeah.
Like, just for whatever reason, you do that little flip, and you're like, whew. Like, yikes. Not great.
Well, do those axe-throwing places have booze?
I've only been to two because there's only two in Coeur d'Alene. One, no. The other one is BYOB. So they can't serve alcohol, but you're allowed to bring your own alcohol into the place. I mean, but there's a huge difference between throwing an axe and shooting a gun. Oh,
yeah, totally.
Right. I mean, I get it. Both dangerous, but a dull-ass axe that like might bounce backwards and hit your shin over one wrong thing.
I just picture someone walking down the target and being like, see if you can hit it right here. And the guy's like, okay. Throws it before the guy comes
back.
He's
like, just shoot the top. When he's got his beer holding it out.
Shoot this apple off my head.
Because
that's what it is. It's not like smart gun owners know what they're doing. But then you get a group of like college kids rolling up there and doing something fucking stupid.
Or someone who has no experience with guns at all. Right?
Yeah.
And they're just like, this is what they're going to do that day. Maybe it can be done in a safe way. I'm not sure. For whatever reason, picturing that Topgolf situation and expanding it out, I just thought how funny that would be to have this gigantic complex with a fucking DJ, stripper poles, you got a pool, you got cabanas, and five-star food. It is the best thing in your fucking life, right? But it's all attached to a gun range. It just is so funny to me. Like, you're like, what the fuck? Like, bottle service? You have to dress code? Like, all the select celebrities are there. It's velvet rope, all that shit. And it's just attached to a gun range. It's
Drake's there.
Drake's there. He's fucking guest DJ that night while you're shooting your scar into the wilderness. I don't know. Very funny. But it, of course, opens up the door to other funny combo businesses. But one thing I've always thought of, and I want to know this, I'm throwing it out to the kids to see if this exists at all before I come up with a business plan to do this. I've always thought you could have a car wash situation, okay? Where you pull in and it's not just a car wash. Yes, you can go through. You want your car clean. That's going to be great. Good for you. Normal car wash situation. However, there's also a restaurant tied to the car wash. So, and a car detailing situation. So what you can do is you and the family, I mean, it's a Friday night, right? You guys had a great week. Okay.
Time to let loose a little bit.
No, yeah. You're going to just dad's going to treat himself. while treating the kids, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little extra, but you pull in and you get your table and you get your prime rib, the fucking honey butter biscuit, mac and cheese for the kids, all that stuff, right? And while you're eating your food, your car is going through the car wash and it's getting car detailed. So when you get done eating your just 10-ounce steak, you walk out to a perfectly clean and detailed car.
That's interesting.
Does that feel good? I don't know if it exists. It feels like it should exist. And you have to have just you have to have a squad of people.
You have to have your car cleaned if you're going to eat there?
No.
Otherwise, it's just a good restaurant too?
Boom. So you could pay an extra whatever you decide, $100.
It'd be like a valet service,
that's
really.
That's what I'm saying.
Instead of taking their car and parking it, they're detailing it.
And you could just make this as goofy as you wanted to. Where it's got a restaurant, there's some mini putt-putt out the back. Yeah. Some
go-karts.
Yeah, some goofy shit like that. So you just go and fuck off. And then when you get back to your car, your car looks brand new. It smells nice, and they have a little mascot.
And then dad's just ripping ass in there and smelling it up again.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. But yeah, you have a little mascot thing that hangs off the mirror. I'm not sure what it would be.
But it smells.
Like a moose.
Yeah, it's a moose that smells like the woods.
Sure, whatever. But they take care of it all. And you just bring it. It doesn't matter. You could have an 87 Camry station wagon. You bring
They're
going to
make it look like a 97.
They're going to make it look like an 88 at least. Anyway, I just thought that was funny.
I like that.
Okay.
I was just kind of skimming this article. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more going on here with the people that are proposing this. Yeah. And they're mentioning like abortion and all this kind of stuff. And then I saw... It says they are developing an indoor gun range that would not only host weddings and other events.
Event setting.
But could also serve alcohol. And now imagine this. You booked this place for a wedding. And you're standing up there like giving, you're like, I promise to, and all of a sudden. Yeah.
Ding.
Ding, doing your vows. He's like,
but just looking at the invitation. We're like, blah blah. We would be honored to have you join us at Alabama Gun Range or whatever, wherever the fuck they were.
And you're Wisconsin.
Like, Wisconsin Gun Range. You're like, fuck yeah. Where'd you guys get married? Oh no, just like down the road. Blah blah. Oh, we got married at Memorial Park. No, right next to that, the fucking gun range.
Get this. You know how after weddings, like they'll do the wedding, and the people walk out there, and then someone will walk up, like, okay, thank you for coming. Now the festivities will continue in the dance room next door. There'll be a DJ. There'll be an open bar. Go have fun.
Right.
But in this case, they're like, there's a gun range next door. We have 50 cows. We have anything that you...
We got one RPG that's going to be for the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm. They'll have the first explosion.
But they'll shoot the Tannerite or whatever. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, it's just like this... shooting the husband and wife little pieces off the top of the cake.
Like, thank you for coming. Then hand them a pistol. Like, as they leave the venue. Like, oh, thank you so much for the gifts. And here's a gun.
Bring your own gun, whatever.
Yeah, B-O-G. God, that's funny. And then now I'm picturing like... just like funny family places that host weddings, like a go-kart place. they just love go-karts. Mm-hmm. They only get one wedding every single year. And they're just right in front in the background. He's like,
some guy like standing on the back, like riding it to the guy.
It broke down a little bit. And like, he's like, and I said, I will never leave you.
No rubbing. No running into each other.
That's a warning. And he's like, God damn, like turning around. I will love you forever. Hey, stop it. Like the attendant just screaming in the background. All right, pull her in. Pull her in.
One more lap.
The bride has also decided to write her own vows. Hey, knock it off.
I mean, there are so many fucking.
What if you get married like at the fucking car wash restaurant that I came up with? In the background, it's just jets like. You hear like the spinny things are going in the background. I do.
And they're like, he's like, thank you for gathering. Hold on, one second.
They paid for the deluxe wash. God damn it!
They're waiting for it.
They're getting the rust. They get the rust care and the undercarriage spray. It's the whole fucking thing.
So I had this skit idea.
Okay.
That I thought was so fucking funny. And it was just a skit idea, or it could be for a movie or something. But it was this idea of like this woman getting married into a family, mm-hmm. of sort of, and they're like, the brothers are like, they're just like fucking rednecks, and they're shooting guns, all this kind of stuff. Mm. And I visualize, and now that we're talking about this, this could actually, maybe this is how everything ties together. So I picture a husband and wife getting married. The woman's in this white, pristine dress.
She looks beautiful.
It looks amazing. This is her dream wedding.
Yeah, it's a big day.
And there's a cage with a white blanket over the top of it, and she takes it off, and she's supposed to release the doves, and mm-hmm. they're going to fly out, and it's a representation of their love and all mm-hmm. this kind of stuff. And in the skit, I visualize that happening, and then some, and they're flying up there, like, oh, and all of a sudden, one of the doves explodes. And there's blood splatters all over her dress. Yeah, and she's like, picture like Carrie from the movie. She's like, uh-huh. There's blood uh-huh. all over, like just feathers, all this shit.
Dripping.
And then you cut over to the guy's like, I got him, boys. And this happens at the wedding.
Go get him. Like, the dog, like he sticks the dog to yeah, collect
go
the...
get him. Red, whatever.
Red? Dog? Whatever.
So now, like, this is an idea I've had for fucking ever. That actually works at this place.
So good.
They're getting married, and there's a stray bullet at this fucking... They're like, they're gun yes. range, and they're like, oh, shit! They turn over and explode.
They just turn it into Live Duck Hunt.
Right.
Like at the gun range. Fuck that dog, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Can you? Okay, new business idea. Gun range. And you point down, and they just let birds go, and they fly around, and no one has to shoot them. How long do you think that would last? Okay.
Like wildlife right. sanctuary, dude. With a big net.
Just like letting birds go, and everyone's just shooting fucking birds at a gun range.
Every which way.
It got going for a high score. Okay. All right, we've done enough. We got to move on.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah!
Got some good news for you, Joe.
Oh, I need that.
Mom and son graduate college together, fulfilling 18-year promise.
That is so pretty.
Carolyn and Emmanuel Patton, a mother-son duo from Maryland, have graduated college together, fulfilling a promise to the younger Patton first made to his mom when he was 5 years old.
What?
I remember, I just told my mom, one day it's going to be you and me. We're going to get our degrees at the same time. Emmanuel Patton, 23, recalled in Good Morning America.
He thought he said that. As a 5-year-old, he's like, Mom, you got a good school.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
And I poop my pants. Oh, you're so cute.
That's cute.
Where's my fire truck? And his brain is like, the smartest thing that's ever been said.
Yeah.
Like, it's just you and me, baby. We're gonna take this thing through college. But he's in real life, like, All right,
that's probably what happened. They're just making this whole thing up.
Could be. All right, keep it going.
Carolyn Patton and Mama too said she was more focused on her son going to college rather than finish her own degree. Mm-hmm. For me, I had sort of given up because I'd already accomplished some associate's degrees, and then I started my bachelor's degree back in 95. But life happened. Things got in the way.
Yeah.
But the elder Patton, who works as a coordinator for Anne Arundel Community College, said her son never wavered in his vision. That promise, he never allowed it to die, Carol Patton said. Mm. It was continuously, you know, Mom, we're going to do this.
I love that.
So that's basically the story, but there's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually sort of relate to this. I graduated, college the same year my mom graduated college, I think, because she went back to school to be a teacher.
07, probably-ish?
God, was it high? Maybe it was high school. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember now. It was either high school or one of the things. I graduated and my mom graduated. And for her, it was a big deal because she went back to school. She mm-hmm. worked two jobs, went back to school at night and did all this kind of shit. So for her, graduating college, it was like this emotional, oh my God, I can't believe I just through that. And for me, it was like,
yeah,
I was just like, I just graduated college. It wasn't that big a deal. So she's like crying. I'm like,
ugh, get off me. Like, quit making a scene.
Yeah.
Like, just like,
get over it.
How embarrassing.
But, you know, when just going through my routine, it's fine. But she gave up so much and then she had to go back and do so much. So
that's awesome.
It wasn't the same as this, but it's still cool that we did that in the same year with just a few months of each other, I think.
I always love that whenever I hear stories or know people that for whatever reason, whether it's like financial or life happened, you had kids, whatever happened to make you abandon or never even go to further your education. And then later on,
or follow a dream you never did.
Yeah. Decades and decades, you just, whatever happened. And then you go back and you just get, go right back into the groove and get that degree. I mean, that is, I don't know, it's inspirational.
Think of how many parents gave up a dream. Like, this isn't the life so-and-so wanted, but they took this job because they had kids young.
Had to buy your shitty fucking ass diapers.
Yeah, and had to get you nice clothes so you didn't, you know, get made fun of at school or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they gave up on something and never truly got to live what they wanted to do, and then now here you are doing what you want to do, and they never got a chance. But them getting to live through you and see you mm-hmm. follow your dreams.
It's one of those things that can never be taken away from you, and that's education, unless you get like Alzheimer's. But what I'm saying is, like, if you, like, they just can't be taken away. Knowledge doesn't matter what happens.
Isn't that crazy? You can learn stuff your entire life, and then it's like,
this gets all taken
away. It's gone.
I know it's sad. I just want to throw that in there because it's weird. But, no, like, no one can take that away from you. Like, that is it. They can't just suck it out of your...
They can take your degree from you.
Yeah, but they can't suck it out of your brain. Like, you know it. Like, that is things that you know, and no one can take that away. So I always think that's pretty cool.
I know too many lyrics to songs and movie references to hold school stuff.
You gotta fight for your right! Okay. I found something that's pretty cool on the internet. You want to see it?
Okay, yeah, I want to see it.
Oh, yeah.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out, together, as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome! Alrighty, Bright Guy, I know that you like music.
Love music.
You like music stuff. Mm-hmm. Music's a big part of my life, and always has been. And I came across this cool thing. I mean, Etsy obviously has some hit and miss shit. But there's some really cool stuff on here. This is by Mr. Mustard Prince. And it's basically you can have a stack. It's a poster of cassette tapes showing you the side of what bands they were that were the top tracks on the year that you were born. So me being 1985, of course, I naturally went to that. But I have like NXS, AHA, Whitney Houston, Simply Red, The Cure, Madonna. Yeah. Duck Hunt. And then you have like Beverly Hills Cop, because apparently, you know, soundtracks are still around.
Dude, I love that soundtrack.
And then there's fucking like bands I've never heard, like who are the Waterboys? Who the fuck are they?
I've never heard of them.
And they had like a top tape record.
Yeah.
And I've never fucking heard of them ever. Sonic Youth. I mean, it's just really cool. And it's well done. You see all of them on the side. And I thought that this would be cool Can you imagine if you bought like whatever your important years were of your life, like a wedding anniversary, and you went back and bought one of these so you guys could see like what the year you guys got married, what were the top tracks?
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And you were born in 83?
83.
What were some of your bangers?
Well, Kill 'Em All is the one that stands out the most. Fucking Metallica, dude.
Never heard of them. Are they they're still around?
They were just a little known band.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that makes sense.
Pyromania.
Okay.
Which Hell is yeah. by Van Halen, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Herbie Hancock. John Hancock.
I don't know that was even
Herbie
real.
Hancock.
That's funny.
Yeah. Arithmetic. Yeah. A lot of Duran Duran, Tears for Fears, Elton John, B-52s, The Kinks, Genesis.
The Kinks.
Madonna.
Madonna.
R.E.M., David Bowie. Yeah,
it's just fun. Stuff. It's fun. So if you go to the interwebs and you look up Mr. Mustard Prince, if you want more, it just says like, that's 100% going to pull it up if you go to Etsy. So just go ahead and do that.
Yeah. And go to your, find your year, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever year you're born in. Because it does go like past when cassette tapes were like popular. So there is that.
It's just a cool look. It's a cool vintagey.
It's a cool thing. I'm fast-forwarding now.
Is that R.E.M.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah! 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 I thought he was going to give a...
Yeah!
Right there.
He started doing that a lot later in the years.
Okay, let's hear from some of the kids.
All right.
Hey, you guys!
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All right, Joseph.
What are the kids saying these days?
Well, our son Austin.
No cap for real.
Oh, they are saying
that's
that.
That's bussing. Yep. Or whatever.
Big bad bussing at the Bentley Bantega, man.
Can you imagine people like, there's certain, this has nothing to do with the fucking emails, obviously, but there's certain slang words that it will be around forever. It feels like cool has made it through.
Sweet.
Sweet, bro, rad. Sick. It rad kind of faded out.
Yeah.
Didn't quite make it. But can you imagine like a 75-year-old man being like, that's bussin'.
That's lit.
A lit might make it. I can see lit making it, but fucking bussin'?
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah.
Bussin'?
Well, it's cool when black people say it.
but not when you're fucking 70 years old.
Like, if an old black man says that's bussin',
you're in.
I'm not even flinching.
You're like, yeah, it is.
I'm not flinching.
Like, yeah, it is. You get it. But can you imagine like a nursing home? He's like, oh, would you like the soup or the salad today, Mr. Wilson? And he goes, oh, fucking salad's bussin'.
Yeah. Well, he's like, how was the salad today? Oh, dude, bussin', it was bussin'.
Fucking bussin'. Just mark my words, it's not going to make it. Okay.
So my son watches kids on YouTube and they're throwing noob back around.
Oh.
But they're not even using it in the right terms. He's just calling him a noob as a name.
Oh.
I'm like, no, that's not what that's from.
No, it's like you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're a noob. And so they're using it wrong.
That's
they're just calling somebody a noob because they messed up. You know, it's like, it's not the same.
Misusing like super common things.
But it's like, it's one thing, it's a very specific thing. to misuse that, it's weird.
Yeah, it is funny. You're fucking, okay, it's be sad.
You're literally a noob.
Man. Like, you're standing next to somebody, like, on their deathbed. And there's like, I can't. And you just go,
what a noob.
And you can look at him, you just go, cool. Because you're crying, you're cool. You just misuse it. Oh, it's fucking rad.
So back in like Fresh Prince, remember, he used to say, man, that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But it meant that it was
cool.
It was bussing.
It was bussing for real, no cap.
He's that hat is stupid.
Mm.
Anyway,
all right.
Here we go.
This
is what Austin has to say. Ahoy, daddies. Absolutely love the show and look forward to it every week.
Thank you.
Now for my weird-ass family traditions that seemed normal as a kid, but definitely weren't.
All right, let's hear them.
First one, just about my dad. So my dad raised me to be a respectable human being. I still remember him smacking me upside the head and taking... That doesn't seem respectful. I'm sorry. My dad taught me respect.
Tell me
as he was smacking me in the face.
Whack somebody in the head.
Okay, whatever. So remember him smacking me upside the head and taking me to apologize to a pregnant lady when I went into the store and didn't hold the door open for her.
Okay.
Didn't have been... fuck. He's right.
What? What did you just say? How many lines did you skip? Where the fuck did you just go?
No, I saw I saw the end of this email, and he says, if Daddy Boyan reads this, it's going to take 30 minutes. And I was saying, yeah, he's right.
I was like, what the fuck are you reading?
I said it out loud to myself.
Fucking three sentences in, you scream out, he's right. I'm like, what are you fucking talking about?
Okay.
Oof.
It couldn't have been five, six, but things like this help me understand just how selfish and stupid people in this world are.
Mm-hmm.
I have had women and men be astonished that someone held the door for them, and it amazes me when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that the weird thing, my dad hated parents who lost track of their kids in public and would just scream their name to get them to come back. So he decided to do something different. He would whistle. My dad did that, too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like much now, but when I'm adult, I think my dad secretly always wanted a dog, and I was the closest thing he would get to one. So anytime I wandered too far away, he would just whistle, and I came running back, or stop what I was doing because it would probably be something stupid. One of those whistles. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Like my dad could go, yeah, real loud.
We had a neighbor that did like the, whoo, whoo. Yeah. Like, I could do it right now, but it's just so fucking
My dad
loud.
Didn't use his finger. He just did it. He could just do it with his tongue.
And you knew exactly
yep.
who was doing the whistle. They would hear it from blocks away yeah. and be like, better go home.
Yep.
That was it. Like a dinner bell.
Yeah.
You hear this.
Yep.
And they'd be like, oh, shit, gotta go. And then yep. Zach would get on his bike and run away. And that yeah, was it.
I can hear my dad. It's a very yeah. specific. He didn't really do the wee wee. It was more like a whee. Anyway, second thing
like
is the second thing is still astonishing to my friends, but I look forward to it every year. A little backstory: I'm 28 and this started 20 plus years ago, but every Christmas Eve, my mom's side of the family, grandparents, aunt and uncle, and my seven cousins, all a few years older than me, would go to their grandparents' house around noon and be there all day for dinner and presents. Well, my uncle, who was quite the character, and my dad would start drinking right when they got there. And one year they were raising hell. So my grandma told them if they were just going to drink the whole time, to head down to the local watering hole. And they would call when dinner is ready. They'd whistle at him. Ring the bell. So that's what they did. Once my cousin got old enough to drive, he would be the DDD. And the rest of us would all pile in the cars and head down with them.
Dude, that sounds fun.
Fast forward to 2015. I bring my then girlfriend, now wife, dating for 2 months to meet my family. We get there and I tell her all the women in my family stay behind and cook dinner and hang out while the men go down to the bar. And her expression looked like I just told her we sacrificed a baby for Jesus. She then learned the story of it and decided to come with us. 12 in total from a family go bar hopping for 5 hours before we get the call to come back home for dinner. It's a shit show. And every year someone has too much to drink and is the butt of all the jokes.
Mm.
Oh, and when Santa comes over for little kids, he gets a gallon size bag of Jello shots for the road.
Safe.
It was a long haul, but I don't give a fuck. If Brian reads this, probably took 30 minutes in the show. That's pretty close.
And the show is now over, which is fucking, yeah. I think it is pretty much over now.
Yeah. What's funny about that is similar. My wife's family, they very much did that. Like where the women would just cook and the guys would just be like hanging around or do whatever.
Football.
And I remember when we were like early in the relationship, I remember them being like, you can go up and get some food. I'm like, oh, I'll just wait till everybody goes. And I'm like, no, you go first and we'll go in there. I'm like,
what?
What are you talking about? She's like, well, it's this old tradition, the old farming tradition, like the men eat first and the women will eat. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
She's like, no, don't worry, it's an old tradition where the men eat and the women don't.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the way I kind of heard it. I was like, no, I'm not.
No, don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm not doing that. And so I was a no, man. No. I'm like, no, I'm not getting food until you do.
In this family, the men eat the food. The women go cry in the closet.
Right.
You're like, oh.
And then when everyone leaves,
we pull
cold food out and eat it off the bone while everyone's in
whatever bed. You guys leave on your plate.
We get the scraps.
Right. So you guys eat your food. We'll go cry in the bedroom. And then when you guys are done,
when you're passed out,
my uncle will whistle on you guys when you guys are way out to the bar. And then we'll come out and we'll lick whatever you guys off your plates.
We'll clean up your mess.
It's really fun. I look forward to it every year. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But you're saying like, it's just, this yeah, is what like, we do.
Oh, well, I don't want to break tradition. I will hide a piece of chicken under the couch.
As is tradition.
And it's like, okay, well, let me tell you this. Sit on the couch. Between the couch cushions, you'll find a piece of turkey.
Mm.
Like, I'm going to start stuffing shit down there
I'm gonna
for you.
I'm going to leave something down there for you.
Stuffing.
Yep,
you get it.
I get it.
Oh, man. That's a fun tradition, though. Good for them. Just getting hammered drunk and heading back for
Christmas
dinner.
Sounds like a hoot.
It does.
Hey, could you imagine all the women, when everyone comes back, like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Comes the, you know they're partying, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably having, they're enjoying your drunk ass being out of the house and not being all loud and shit. True. They get to tell stories about you when you're gone. I think that's it. I think we should just wrap up the show.
Okay.
Once again, I hope that whoever you have not signed up for Patreon, that you did enjoy the preview last week and you would consider at least signing up and supporting us on Patreon. Patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. Got bonus content like that every single week. We got merch, got three different tiers. If you're the top tier, you get your name on the fucking website. I mean, it's a whole thing. It's a
pretty sweet deal.
Yeah. And you'll find a link for our Patreon in the episode description as well. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks to everybody who voted for that Rotten Sled submission from Shar. I hope that it gets approved by Urban Dictionary soon, however that process works and whatever business office they're in. Hanging around the water cooler. Like, oh man, you won't believe what I got. What'd you get? Got the Alabama Hot Pocket. You're like, oh man, what is it? Like, just like weird shit.
They're doing it at lunch. Dude, I can't eat today.
Yeah, can we please save the food ones for after lunch?
You think that was bad? Wait till you hear this tampon one.
Yeah, wait till you hear the rotten sled. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go search for Can You Know Podcast. Send something into the show. Hey guys, hey, canyoudontpodcast.com. Rate and review the show. Thanks to the babysitters who moderate the Facebook page. We love you guys. You make sure that it doesn't get shut down. And so far, we're doing a pretty goddamn good job.
I don't know how it hasn't happened yet.
I'm thankful for
some real creeps in there.
Yeah, sure. All right,
we love our creepy kids, though.
You have to. I mean, they're fucking your kids. Wait, I did not mean to say it that way. Yeah. All right, I'm just gonna leave.
As long as they're fucking each other,
then if someone's happy.
Yeah,
as long as someone's happy.
Is incest legal? Incest. I put a weird emphasis on that.
Incest.
I insist on incest.
Okay, I got a funny.
I insist on incest.
Mm.
But there's nothing over there's no umlaut or anything over the top that tells me where to put the emphasis. Anyway.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Brian, here's a joke.
Okay.
Haven't heard it before. And
you've heard them all.
The amount of time I've spent reading dad jokes is sad. What vegetable is cool, but not that cool? Radish.
Oh, rad. Oh, it's rad-ish.
You get it?
It's a callback to rad from before.
I didn't even know. I know. We didn't. I wish we were smart enough or like well orchestrated enough to pull that off.
Yeah.
And have these different things. It's like a callback joke.
Intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Intentional.
We can't do this all day.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to be hanging out for longer.
Yeah, we are.
If you are leaving the boat now, bye bye.
And the don't drown. We'll see you next week. Party's going to be pretty rad.
It is rad ish. We know. We never really know. But if you are supporting us on Patreon, the party keeps going.
We'll see you in there, kids.
Okay, bye.
See you in the club.